Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is, so exalt Allah with praise of your Lord, and be of those who prostrate to Him. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who is praised by all of creation, and for whom the heavens and the earth has submitted in totality. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become righteous. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers. It has been narrated on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked as to what is the best of speech. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, مَصْطَفَى اللَّهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ أَوْ لِعِبَادِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ He responded by saying, that which Allah has selected for His angels and His or for His slaves, and that is, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih. Glory be to Allah, and to Him is all praise. So the act of tasbih, saying Subhanallah, is an act of affirming the transcendence of Allah beyond everything, everything that is not befitting of Him. And so for this reason, this phrase Subhanallah, this affirmation of the beautiful transcendence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond all that is not befitting of Him, is often coupled with what indicates the proof of His perfection subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so sometimes we find the phrase subhanallah coupled with hamd or bihamdih, and sometimes we find it coupled with jalal or bijalalih. And everything in the universe glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ And there is not a thing except that it exalts Allah by His praise, but you do not understand their way of exalting Him. And so we find that the angels who carry the divine throne and all that is around it send their praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by tasbih. For the Quran says, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Those angels who carry the throne and those around it exalt Allah with praise and they believe in Him. And we find everything in the heavens praises Him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ That they exalt Him in the night and the day, and they do not slacken. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعَدُ بِحَمْدِهِ And the thunder exalts Allah with praise of Him. And elsewhere Allah says, وَالطَّيْرُ الصَّافَّاتٍ كُلُّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتُهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ That, do you not see that Allah is exalted by whatsoever in the heavens and the earth, and by the birds with their wings spread in flight. Each of them knows its means of prayer and exalting Him, and Allah is all-knowing of what they do. So this aspect of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tasbih is something represented and demonstrated by the entirety of creation. And so at the source and at the essence of this will be those who have come to convey the message to creation of how to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we find that the prophets and the messengers are often the most paramount in this form of tasbih. So we find the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saying, Subhanaka tubtu ilayk wa ana awwal al-mu'mineen, that exalted are you, I have repented to you, and I'm the first of the believers. Also we find, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُ وَسَبِّحْهُ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا, and during the night prostrate to him and exalt him a long part of the night. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in response to this, would prostrate in the night, and during the prostration he would prolong often in the night, saying, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, glorified be Allah, the Lord and the Cherisher and the Sustainer of all of the universe, all of the worlds. So brothers and sisters, this is from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This aspect of humbly prostrating ourselves inwardly and outwardly to our Lord and Sustainer, which entails a prostration of the heart, a prostration of this reverence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reality of this tasbih, this aspect of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while simultaneously recognizing our ajz, our incapacity to correctly and completely fathom what He deserves with regards to glory and praise. And so this is the ultimate way of recalling His greatness, and in response we find that those who do so finds that they find a type of bestowal of mercy in their hearts, that they find a removal of worries and anxieties in their hearts. We find that they acquire a type of reassurance in their hearts, and that their minds and souls become at ease. For this is a way of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through one of the greatest forms of dhikr. And is it not through ala bidhikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub? Is it not through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts attain unto rest? And so these are from the greatest forms, and that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in informing us of the fruits of this, when he was asked what is the most beloved speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna ahabbal kalam ila Allahi subhanallahi wa bihamdih, that verily the most beautiful or most beloved speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the phrase, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, glory be to Allah, and to Him is all praise. And we also find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing us about the weight of the tasbih on the divine scales. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to saying these things, these phrases in the morning and the evening, he said, Man qala hina yusbihu wa hina yumsi, he said, whoever says in the morning and the evening, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih mi'ata marra, whoever says this, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, 100 times, lam ya'ti ahadun yawm al-qiyamati bi'afdala mimma ja'a bihi illa ahadun qala mithla ma qala aw zada alayh. None shall come on the day of judgment with anything the likes of it, except one who said the likes of it, or increased upon it. And so, brothers and sisters, this is something to engage in. This is something to persist upon. And it's something that brings expansion to the heart, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And we already know what your hearts is constrained by with regards to what they say. So do the tasbih, exalt Allah with praise of your Lord, and be of those who prostrate to Him. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us of those who prostrate to Him, who glorify Him to the weight and to the degree that we've been asked to glorify Him. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those who praise and glorify You, who remember You and are grateful, and those who are firm upon this way of glorifying You. I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.